Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Damien. How may I assist you?
Hi, Damien. Can you tell me what company this is? I had a couple of charges come out of my bank account, and I don't know who you are.
We are a third-party call center. We service hundreds of merchants and thousands of products for their customer service lines. Can I please get your first and last name?
Yes, it's Karen, C-A-R-I-N, Harman, H-A-R-M-A-N.
Can I get your zip code, please?
Yes, 39870. How do they service? I asked who they were, and they service a bunch of places, apparently. So I'm trying to figure it out.
Can I get you to confirm your address for security purposes, please?
Yes, it is 2250 Milford Road, Newton, Georgia.
Thank you. I am waiting for it to load in the transaction and billing information. I see that an order has been placed for a Trump supporting hat,
Trump hat for $5 and change. Okay. What else?
It was stated within the terms of agreements that it was a gift to get you to enroll into the discount membership club, where you have a chance to win items monthly. People do win those.
That makes no sense to me. What were you saying? I bought the hat, right? They let me buy the hat, and all I was supposed to do is pay postage. But then you're telling me there was somewhere in the law fine print. What?
It was stated
did it
in.
Say, sir, what did it say again? Tell me in the fine print.
It was stated in the terms of condition that it was a gift to get you to enroll into the discount membership club where you have a chance to win items monthly. People do win those.
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but you need to, I don't know what that is, and I don't, you need to get it off of there. You need to give my money back because I don't know, I never did that. I never, ever, ever did that. This is dumb. Why do they do this shit? Oh.
You wouldn't have been able to place your order without agreeing to the terms of agreements. I'm going to go ahead and cancel this so you're no longer going to be receiving any further billings from us. I can offer you a 35% refund as a courtesy, for this was a valid charge stated within terms of agreements.
But I don't even know what, so I'll send you the hat back. You want the hat back? I'll send the hat back. That's what we do, and then take me totally out of this.
We do not accept returns due to COVID. We no longer have a return warehouse. The best I can do is offer you a 50% refund as a courtesy, for this was a valid charge.
Fuck. Can you believe that?
We're just reporting to the Better Business Bureau.
I can do whatever you can do, sir, and I'm not done with this because, you know, I even read the fine print and stuff because I'm used to people doing this stuff to me, and I never, ever saw that. So, yeah, go ahead and do what you got to do. And I'm not done with it, but you got to go ahead, sir. Yes, please do whatever you need to do. I'll have to call back and talk to a supervisor because, and I haven't touched the hat. I haven't opened it. You can have it back. It's still in the package.
I'll be issuing you a full refund. I'm working on that now.
I'm very sorry. Thank you so much, sir. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. And I'm happy to send the hat back.
We do not accept returns due to COVID. We no longer have a return warehouse.
Okay, I see. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay, yes. No. Wow. You think it's too good to be true? It usually is, right?
do have you canceled and refunded successfully. You'll be receiving your refund within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do to assist you?
Thank you, sir. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you for contacting customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, sir. Thanks.